RTE Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage, built for endless inspiration. For more, log on to kia.com.
Joining us this morning is Pádraig Lodge. Morning, Pádraig.
Good morning to you, Rachel. The Republic of Ireland soccer team have a home fixture tonight against Ukraine in the UEFA Nations League. Stephen Kenny's side lost their opening game away to Armenia 1-0 last Saturday. Kick-off at the Aviva Stadium is at 7:45. There's live radio commentary from Adrian Eames and Pat Fenlon on 2FM, with coverage also on RTE2 television. At a news conference yesterday, Stephen Kenny spoke about his expectation that current under-21 star Will Smallbone of Southampton will make the step up to senior level.
I must say he's had a tough time, Will, with unfortunate cruciate ligament injury and one or two other injuries and so forth. And I'd love to see him get a run of games, because he definitely was exceptional yesterday, and it was great to see that. And you know, it's great that he'll obviously go and play in Italy next week and for the under-21s, but he definitely has a future with the senior international team, you would feel, if he continues in that vein of form.
Last night, Harry Kane scored his 50th goal for England. He netted an 88th minute equaliser from a penalty as they drew 1-1 with Germany in Munich. Katie Taylor's promoter Eddie Hearn says a suggested Croke Park rematch with Amanda Serrano will not happen this year due to the reluctance of the Serrano camp. Taylor defeated Serrano at Madison Square Garden in April, and in the wake of that fight, the possibility of a rematch in Dublin was raised. But on the Pro Boxing Fans Forum, Hearn revealed that he'd spoken to Serrano's team and they don't want to go to Ireland. Regardless of the offer, he said, they don't want a rematch. Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson can compete in the US Open next week after the US Golf Association announced that it will not impose any sanctions on players who are competing in the controversial LIV golf event in England this week. The association said it had decided that it wouldn't be fair to exclude players who had qualified via published criteria. And Tiger Woods has pulled out of the US Open. He's still planning, though, to compete at the Open Championship at St Andrews and the JP McManus Pro-Am at Adair Manor. Woods had to withdraw before the final round of the US PGA Championship in Oklahoma, and he said yesterday that his body needed to get stronger for major championship golf. In tennis, Alexander Zverev has undergone surgery on torn ankle ligaments sustained in the French Open semi-final last week. The German world number 3 was taken off court in a wheelchair after a nasty fall during his match against Rafa Nadal. Zverev said surgery was the best choice in order for him to return to action as soon as possible. Connacht out-half Jack Carty will miss Ireland's summer tour of New Zealand after undergoing surgery on his right wrist. He'll miss the opportunity to impress with Andy Farrell's squad, playing two midweek games against the Maori All Blacks along with three tests against New Zealand. Michael Lowry won't feature in Ulster's United Rugby Championship semi-final against the Stormers in Cape Town on Saturday after undergoing surgery on a facial injury. And Gaelic football champions Dromore will begin the defence of their Tyrone County title with a first-round tie against Killyclogher. The draws for the competition were made last night. The championship will be run off on a straight knockout format, and even though Tyrone are now out of the All-Ireland, it's not planned to begin the county championship until September. And the two-time Cheltenham Gold Cup winner Album Photo has been retired. The Willie Mullins trained 10-year-old was pulled up on his most recent run in France, and he will now embark on a career in eventing and show jumping.